So this Dakshinamurti Stotram, as I told you last meeting, that during the last meeting with Guru Purnima day, Stotram means a verse in praise. It's called Stotram. A verse in praise. A Stotram is a neuter gender word. The Stavaha is a masculine gender word. And Stutihi is a feminine gender word. All the three words mean the same. A verse in praise. And here, this verse, this work, Dakshinamurti Stotram, is one work consisting of 10 verses in praise of the Lord. Literally, generally it is the meaning. But here, Dakshinamurti Stotram just gives you the essence of Vedantic vision. All 10 verses, each and every verse is very deep and very significant, and each verse presents the Vedantic vision very beautifully. And you all know very well, Dakshinamurtihi, whom we worship here in that form, is a personification of the Lord as a bestower of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And here, the verse begins like this. Every verse ends with the sentence, Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam Dakshina Murtaye. Every verse ends like this. So salutations, Namaha salutations unto the Guru Murtihi, unto the Dakshina Murti, Lord Dakshina Murtihi, who is in the form of the teacher, Guru Murtihi. Salutations unto the Lord Dakshinamurtihi, the absolute, ultimate bestower of knowledge, who is in the form of the teacher Dakshinamurtihi, in the Guru Murtihi. So, Namaha. Namaha, when you say salutations, prostrations to the Lord Dakshinamurtihi, Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Who is this Dakshinamurtihi? Salutations unto the Lord Dakshinamurtihi, who is in the form of this teacher. That is the last sentence. And the first three verses of Dakshinamurti Stotram actually reveal or expound the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. First verse deals with Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. Second verse deals with Tat Pada Lakshyartha. Third verse deals with Asi Pada Artha. You all know very well Tvam Pada Lakshyartha stands, Tvam Padam stands for the individual, Tatpadam stands for Ishwaraha, and Asipadam stands for Aikyam between this individual and the Lord, the total. So we can say, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, which any Mahavakyam reveals the identity between the Jivaha, the individual, and Ishwaraha, the Lord, the total. So it reveals the identity between or oneness of the truth, the essential nature of the Jiva Atma and Parama Atma, the individual and the Lord. So, the first three verses deal with this Mahavakyam. So, now if we say the very first verse, actually, because it reveals the it unfolds the Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. We can say it really reveals the nature of the Atma. First verse reveals the nature of the Atma. It doesn't simply reveal the nature of the Atma. The first verse also reveals the connection between, sambandha between Atma and Anatma. What is the sambandha between Atma and Anatma? That is revealed in this verse. To know the sambandha between the Atma and Anatma, definitely one must know, what now? One must know discriminatively Atma and Anatma. The two things must be involved to always know the sambandha, to have a sambandha. So, Atma Anatmanoho sambandham sambandha pratipadana dvara, no, advayatvam pratipadayati. By revealing the connection between the Atma and Anatma, this verse also establishes the vision of the oneness of reality. It also blesses one with the non-duality of the reality. So, Advaita Drishtihi, in fact, it reveals the Advaita Drishtihi. It gives you the vision of the non-duality. Also, how we have to see that? So, in order to give you the vision of non-duality, it first reveals the connection between, sambandha between Atma and Anatma, and for which the Upanishad, this Dakshinamurti Stotram uses two examples, two drishtantaha, drishtantau. Two illustrations are used here. One example is Darpana Nagari, Darpana Nagari example, then Swapna Nagari example. Nagari means Nagaram. Nagaram means city. So, Nagari or Nagaram, both words mean city. Darpanaha means mirror. I just said start a little bit and I stopped. So, first example is Darpana Nagari Drishtantaha. Second example is Swapna Nagari Drishtantaha. Example. Two examples are used. For what? For making us understand the sambandha between Atma and Anatma. Thereby to have the vision of non-duality, of the reality. So, he says, we have to imagine the Olympic city after the day, and then huge mirror must be placed, very huge mirror. It has to reflect, not a small mirror which I can see only my face. We also have small mirror in the handbag which I can see. People look at, I always notice nowadays when you travel, people watch this like this. It's just small mirror, you can only see your lips and then eyes. But a huge mirror when it is kept, the whole city, it must be able to reflect the whole city. It is placed in such a way, people who just come there, see in the mirror itself, they can see the whole city. Okay, such a huge mirror. You can just visualize. Shankara has visualized it. Why can't you visualize? You can think that he is like him. So, that the mirror has the reflection of the whole city, at least a big area of the city, you can say. And then the city which is seen on the part of the mirror, which is seen in the mirror, is what now? Reflected city. Is it a reflection of the city? It is called Darpana Drishyamana nagari, drishyamana nagari, darpane, drishyamana nagari, the city which is being seen on the mirror, seen in the mirror is what? Reflected city. Now we have to forget about the original city. Okay, there is a mirror and there is a reflection of the city in the mirror. And here we have to understand this reflected city and the mirror are inseparable. Reflected city and the mirror are inseparable. And whatever is seen in the city, reflected mirror, isn't it? Reflection. Whatever is seen, whatever is there in the city, the reflected city, we are thinking of only a reflected city. Whatever we see in the reflected city is within what? The mirror. Nothing you see in the city outside of the mirror, because reflected city. You see various things. You see unmoving roads, you see unmoving posts, light posts, lamp posts, etc. You see unmoving buildings in the city. You see the mobile, you know, vans and cars and buses, etc. You also see the green plants. You also see the animals. You also see the other human beings. You see all forms, sorts of movements. You also see the hospitals. You also see the playgrounds. You also see the football court. You also see other things, lots of things you see in the mirror. And inside the hospital, in the mirror, you also see people, the doctors who come and go, very indifferent. And then people, the patients who are suffering. And then people who are standing next to them, looking at the patients, very anxious, lot of anxiety. You see people who are anxious, people who are suffering, who are screaming. And there are also other side pub and clubs also you see, and where people are rejoicing and then really have gala time and then enjoying and then laughter and then big noise. You also see the universities and colleges where children play in the grounds. You see everything. The whole thing you see, there are also big Waitrose shop and people go for shopping. And I see some people going buying in tomatoes and things. We see all those things we see where? The reflected city. Nothing in the city is outside of the mirror. Isn't it? Now, this mirror is what now? Is the adhishtanam. You have to learn this word, adhishtanam. Adhishtanam means the support, the substratum. Where is this whole business taking place? Isn't it? The whole thing that you see is what now? It's all within the mirror only. That mirror is what now? Adhishtanam for this reflected city. Therefore, we have to understand here. What next thing is, mirror is the adhishtanam. Therefore, the city is what now? Adheyaha. Adheya nagari adhishtanaha darpanaha. So, adhishtana darpanasya adheya nagariyaha. Adhishtana adheya sambandaha. What is the sambandha here? Supporter or support and the supported. Mirror is the support, adhishtanam, and the city is the adheya, supported. Sambandha is there, isn't it? Because it's not outside of the mirror. So the mirror, the first feature of, we have to understand here, the one feature of the mirror we can understand. Mirror has the status of being the adhishtanam, support for this city. What do you call it in Sanskritam? How do you say it? Adhishtanatvam. Adhishtanatvam means the status of being the support. The first feature is what now you have to remember here. The mirror has the Adhishtanatvam, the mirror enjoys the status of being the Adhishtanam support for this reflected city. The next is, the mirror can exist, can be there without the reflection of the city. Without the reflection of the city, also mirror can exist by itself. Whereas the reflection of the city or the reflected city does not have existence independent of the mirror. Therefore, what now? One has dependent existence, other one has independent existence. Therefore, what is satyam, what is mithya here? Mirror is satyam because mirror has independent existence. With the city, without the city, mirror can be. But the reflected city cannot, reflection is impossible without the mirror. Therefore, mirror is what now? Mirror is satyam. Mirror is satyam. Therefore, next you can say, the next feature the mirror enjoys is satyatvam, the status of being the self-existent. Isn't it self-existent or independently existent? Satyatvam. Then, because the mirror has the independent existence, the city has the dependent existence. Now you can see, and as we saw already, this school playground, we see children playing and jumping and happily laughing and all those children. We are the same side, we also see the university students studying seriously and also talking and discussing all those things. There are serious people, professors, there is a conference of scientists where people are discussing very serious matters. There are also politicians one side who are, you know, concerned about lots of other political issues. So we see serious people involved in discussing certain things and not being involved in anything, happily playing children also we see. There are also some people in the, you know, who are crying and then worried and suffering. There are also people who are, you know, people of, you know, different emotions. We see all of them. So worry of the people, joy of the people, or the problems of the people, anxiety of the people, nothing which what is seen, everything is seen in the mirror, isn't it? That nothing really touches or taints or affects the mirror, isn't it? Therefore, all those things are happening in the mirror, but nothing really touches the mirror. Therefore, what now? Mirror is asangam, darpanaha asangaha. Isn't it? Asangatvam is the next feature of the mirror. Asangatvam. The mirror has the status of being untouched, untainted, unaffected, unafflicted by anything that is happening within the city. So, asangatvam. It has first we say adhishtanam, then satyam, then asangaha. So asangatvam. Now, every small thing in the mirror, in the city, a living thing, a non-living thing, a mobile thing, immobile thing, isn't it? Everything, all that, you see the time also, you see in the mirror, you see the time also, mirror in a reflected time, the reflection of time, reflection of space, reflection of people who watch, see times also, no? So everything you see in that mirror, time, space, all the objects, everything, all of them, everything is totally, completely pervaded by the mirror. Every small object is what? Pervaded by the mirror. Isn't it? Nothing in the reflected city is not pervaded by the mirror. Therefore, we say, with this mirror is what now? Mirror is what now? Sarvagataha. Mirror has sarvagatatvam, all pervasiveness. Like this, we can say lots of features we can talk about, but we'll take few features to understand that first. So, sarvagatatvam, all-pervasiveness. And one more thing you have to see here, the mirror has independent existence. The reflected city has no independent existence. Therefore, we say, what is that which really is, if we say, that which has independent existence alone is satyam, isn't it? So, if we remove the mirror away, the reflected city will disappear. It cannot have independent existence at all. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. When you say the reflected city is as good as non-existent, why? Because there is no independent existence, isn't it? Therefore, it cannot be counted as a second thing. If I ask you what are all the things you are seeing, you can count the things which are seen within the reflected city, isn't it? You can say, I see human beings, I see animals, I see plants, I see living, non-living things. No, you can say all these varieties of how many people you are seeing, how many buildings you are seeing. You can explain, now count everything. All those things which are counting, really, you can reduce all the countable things into what now? To one as reflected city, and you can say the whole reflected city cannot be counted as a second thing here. It doesn't have the countability. Why it doesn't have the countability? Because it does not have independent existence. Reflected city can be counted as a second thing if it can exist in the absence of mirror also. Isn't it? In the absence of mirror, it cannot exist. Therefore, there is no independent existence. Because it is no independent existence, it does not have countability. Therefore, what now? It is only mithya. Isn't it? How many satyams are there? Only one. Therefore, mirror is not the reflected city. But the reflected city is nothing but what? Mirror only. Therefore, we say mirror is what? Only reality. Reflected city is not considered as another reality because it cannot be counted as a second thing because it has no independent existence. So what? Mirror is the only reality. Only reality means what now? Non-dual, a secondless reality, a non-dual reality. Advayam. Mirror is what now? Adarpanaha advayaha. Darpanaha is what now? Asangaha. So, advayatvam. Mirror also enjoys what now? The status of being the non-dual reality. Advayatvam. So, we have learned now five features. Isn't it? So, mirror has adhishtanatvam. Mirror has satyatvam, mirror has asangatvam, mirror has sarvagatatvam, mirror has advayatvam. The five features you have learnt. Now here, what is the sambandha between mirror and the reflected city? In fact, mirror happens to be the adhishtanam, city happens to be the adeya. We say, satyam mithya sambandha. Between the mirror and the city, sambandha is what now? Satyam mithya sambandha. That is fine. We'll stop here. Then we have to go to the next illustration. The same, the drishtanta is made little more clearer by using other drishtanta. What is the another drishtanta? Swapna nagari drishtantaha. The person who is awake is a waker, isn't it? And this waker alone, without being a waker, it is not possible for one to fall asleep. Know that. You must be a waker, only then falling asleep is possible. Have you ever thought about it? Yeah. and then you fall asleep. The once you fall asleep, and after falling asleep, you have what now? Dream. Now you have dream. It is Swapna Lo Prapanchaha. Pratibhasikam Satyam. You have seen this. It's a subjective reality. Because you cannot, nobody can deny what you have dreamt. Because it is real for you. You had the experience, isn't it? Always dream always happens also for exhausting some abala prarabdha. Anyway, what is the reason? Dream happens. And then when the dream, what happened? The dream is seen. In the dream, you have what? Time. Dream, time. Swapna kalaha, you have swapna deshaha. Dream time and dream space. The time that is dreamt is a dream time. The space that is dreamt is what? Dream space. In the dream time and space, you have varieties of objects. Padarthaha. You know, lots of objects also you see. You see living things, you see non-living things, you see sentient, you see insentient, animate, inanimate, mobile, immobile, everything you see. And you also wake up, you in sleep you fall asleep, in dream you are going to bed, in dream you are falling asleep, and in dream you might again have, in dream you might have a dream, okay? And you wake up from dream, sleep, and you have shower, you change your clothes, you have your breakfast, you talk to people, and you just fix up certain things, you pick up some important files, go to the car, just start the car, and go to your office, or wherever you're working, and you do the whole thing, work the whole day, everything is in dream, okay? And come back in the evening and go to a restaurant, have something to eat or come back and then or watch television. Everything you are seeing what? Only in your dream. And then on the way also you hear something. Okay, somebody comes and tells you, please come for a birthday party. This is a nice thing, and you go and buy a gift and go and you meet lots of friends and then socializing and then meeting people and having nice fun, all joy. And again, when you are coming back, you also hear another news, oh, somebody else is not well or something in the hospital or something. Again, some also the pain also comes. Oh, my God, such a nice person, why should it happen? All these things, lots of good things, see, things which are not desirable, things which are desirable, all those things you make higher in what? In dream. Everything is happening, you come back and you talk about it and then you have, and then you... Then suddenly, you wake up from sleep. And before you wake up, when you are dreaming, in dream you have suffering. The dream pain causes dream, isn't it? Dream undesirable situation causes dream pain. Dream desirable situation causes what now? Dream pleasure. You had a dream desirable situation, you had a dream painful situation, you had a dream pain, you had dream pleasure. Isn't everything? But then that dream universe, when you were dreaming, the dream was very much real for you. Not only it was real, point one is the dream was very much real for you. And the second thing, not only dream was real, dream was very much outside of you. 2 points you have to remember. Dream, swapna lokaha, for the one who is dreaming, isn't it? Actually the dream is outside of you and the dream is what? Real for you. Isn't it? Why the dream is real? Why the dream is outside of you? Isn't it? How do you know when you wake up from sleep? How do you know the dream is not real? How do you know the dream is really not outside of you? The whole dream prapancha was not outside of you. Everything was within you, isn't it? How do you know? When do you know? Only on waking up from sleep. Two things. First thing for you, when you are dreaming, even you are sleeping, the dream is real. When you are sleeping, the dream is not only real, it is not, it's outside of you. The dreams are appeared to be outside of you. It was outside of you, not inside you. Why? What is that really which made the dream appear real, which made the dream appear outside, as though outside of you, not really outside of you. It appeared as though outside of you. What is that? Nidra. What's it now? Nidra. It is the sleep. The sleep alone made you, made the dream world appear real. The sleep alone made the dream world appear as though outside of you. Doesn't really make it outside of you. It make it as though outside of you. Two things, isn't it? For which, but on waking up, you see the dream is neither unreal. Why? You had an experience. You experienced it. So you can't say it's like a rabbit's horn. It is not unreal because you have sweat on you, because still some fear is there, what you have experienced. Isn't it? You can't say dream is unreal, but nor can you say dream is real. Then what is the dream? Mithya. Isn't it? It is not real becomes very clear. It is not real is very clear on waking up. Not only it is not real is very becomes very clear, you see the whole dream is everything. You don't say the dream is outside of you. You see the dream is not even inside of you. The dream is you. The whole dream is dream. Prapancha is what? You. On waking up, you understand what? You are what? No. In fact, where is the dream? What is the adhishtanam for the dream prapanchaha? Isn't it? For the reflected city, mirror had the adhishtanatvam. Similarly, what is that which has the adhishtanatvam? What is that which has the satyatvam? What is that which has the now? Whatever you were, no, asanga, whatever has happened in the dream, isn't it? The pain and pleasure on waking up, you're so relieved. Why? Nothing, no dream incident can affect you on waking up. So, isn't it? Therefore, nothing affects also. Therefore, the adhishtan, the dream world also has adhishtanam. Like reflected city has the mirror for adhishtanam, the dream world has adhishtanam, which is satyam, which is asangaha, which is sarvagataha, and which is also what now? Advayaha. Isn't it? That adhishtanam of the dream world is the waker. Waker. Why do you say waker? Because the mind, the dream world, dream Swapna prapanchaha is nothing but a thought, the mind. The mind is integral part of the waker. Therefore, the waker is the adhishtanam for the dream prapanchaha. Waker is what now? Therefore, waker is adhishtanam. The waker is the satyam. Without the waker, the dream prapanchaha cannot exist by itself. So, waker is the satyam. And waker is asangaha. Because whatever is have all the incidents, all the situations, happenings within the dream prapancha does not, nothing affects the Vekar. Vekar is completely, purely unaffected, unafflicted by the dream incidents and dream situations and dream pains and dream pleasures. And asangaha. Vekar is asangaha. Vekar is satyam. Vekar is adhishtanam. And also we had to say, Vekar is what now? Whole dream is where now? Completely dream is pervaded by the Vekar only. Isn't it? Nothing is outside of the Vekar. Sarvagataha. And Vekar, on waking up, once you realize what now? On waking up from sleep. Before the sleep alone made it appear real, made it appear as though outside of you. Now when wake up from sleep, when the sleep has gone, you see the whole dream prapanchaha is not real, and it is not outside of you, it is not even inside of you, it is just you. Now you understand yourself being not different from the dream world, isn't it? Dream, for what now? You say what? You see, the waker is non-dual. Waker is what now? Advayaha. If you think you are different from the world, world is outside of you, then there is duality. I am different from the world. I am, the world is outside of me, means what now? There you see the duality, isn't it? I am not different from the world, isn't it? I am, the world is not different from me, even though I am distinct from the world, world is not different from me, the world is not outside of me, the world is in me. When you see, you are non-dual. Not two things, isn't it? Therefore, the waker is, waker has what now? Non-duality. For which the waker has to become the waker, has to wake up from sleep. So the two drishtantas. Now, the same thing has to be extended. The two illustrations through this, he says, similarly here, the whole waking world, isn't it? This jagrat prapanchaha. Jagrad Vishwam. Now, Shankara's first word is what now? Vishwam. Vishwam means universe. The very word Vishwam is beautiful. Bahubihi Padarthaihi. Isn't it? Suchyamanam. So that which is, you know, the constituent of varieties of invariably countless objects, indicated by invariably countless, you know, innumerably countless names and things, what now? Vishwam. Which Vishwam? This experienced world, this universe, which is experienced in the waking state. This universe, where do you see this universe? He says, the whole universe is like what? The whole universe is like the Darpana Nagari, Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. This waking universe, this universe which is experienced in your waking state is what now? This Jagrat Prapanchaha. Isn't it? Universe is like the city reflected in the mirror. It is like the city seen in your dream. Okay, so this Vishwam, Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. Tulyam is what now? This universe is similar to or like the city reflected in the mirror. Darpane Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. Tulyam means what? As good as, similar to, like. This prapancha which is experienced in the waking state is like that of, is like the city which is seen, reflected city, seen in the mirror. Okay? And this, here, what is, but where is this Jagat? Where is this Jagat seen here? The whole prapancha is seen means there is adhishtanam for this jagat. What is the adhishtanam for this jagat then if it is seen? You are the adhishtanam. What are you here? You are the adhishtanam means you can't take which you. Vachyartha of Tvam. Vachyartha of Tvam is not the adhishtanam. But Lakshyartha of the Tvam is the adhishtanam. Vachyartha means what? Body, mind, senses, pranas. Isn't it? Everything becomes what now? Vachyartha. What is the Lakshyartha of Tvam? The pure consciousness, Chaitanyam. Isn't it? The pure consciousness, Chaitanyam, alone is what now? Is the substratum, Adhara for this Jagat. What is Adhishtanam for this Jagrat Prapanchaha? You means the Tvampada Lakshyartha is Chaitanyam consciousness. That consciousness is consciousness, the Lakshartha of Tvampada is the Adhishtanam for the whole Prapanchaha. How do you say, look at this, when you say an object is, that you cannot say something is without being conscious of that given object. Any object when you say it is, you have to be conscious of that object. So always existence presupposes consciousness. Existence presupposes consciousness. Therefore we say, here it says, adhishtanam for anything is what now? The whole Jagrat Prapancha is pure consciousness, Atma. And here, consciousness is not dependent on Atma, is not Atma. The Tvampada Lakshyartha, you, actually, the Tvampada Lakshyartha, the pure consciousness, the Atma is not dependent on this Jagrat Prapanchaha for its existence. Whereas the whole Jagrat Prapanchaha is very much dependent on Atma, the consciousness. How do you say? Because the Jagrat Prapanchaha, I've already told you, Jagrat Prapanchaha has the status of being existent only when it is perceived. For it to be perceived, it needs what now? It has to be perceived. Otherwise it is as good as non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. So, there must be cognition. Only then there can be perception. Only then the Jagat has its existence. Existence presupposes perception. Perception presupposes cognition. And cognition presupposes consciousness. Understand now? Therefore, we say what now? Jagat is very much dependent on consciousness. Whereas consciousness is not dependent on the Jagat. Therefore, Atma Chaitanyam, Atma the Chaitanyam, the consciousness is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. You know this very well. Then, the next step we say, similarly, whatever is happening in this Jagrat Prapanchaha, just as the mirror is not affected by this, whatever is happening in the reflected city, just as the waker is not affected in any way by anything that is happening in the dream experience, dream world, so also definitely whatever is happening here on the part of the Jagat, which can be body, it can be mind, it can be senses, it can be, isn't it? External to the body means complex, whatever happens, consciousness, Atma is completely unaffected, unafflicted by anything. Atma is asangaha. Atmanaha asangatvam asti. Atma asangaha. Atma satyam, Atma adhishtanam, Atma asangaha. And then the whole prapanchaha is because the whole prapancha has its existence in consciousness, because existence presupposes knowledge, isn't it? Consciousness. Cognition presupposes consciousness. Therefore, is what now? Whole prapancha is pervaded by consciousness. What now? Atma sarvagataha. And now we say, but now how do you feel? You, the Tvampada Lakshyartha, even though relatively you are body, mind, sense complex, absolutely you are pure consciousness. Your identity is only with body, mind, sense complex now. Nothing wrong in having identity with the body, mind, sense complex, but you miss out the actual important reality. Your identity is also with the pure consciousness. Isn't it? Individual is a constitution of Atma and Anatma together. But you completely have no idea of Atma, and you have identities only with the Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex. And here Vachyartha means everything comes. Body, mind, sense complex. Lakshyartha of Tvam, the implied meaning of Tvam is what? Pure consciousness, Shuddha Chaitanyam. Isn't it? And that consciousness actually is what now? Nothing is outside of you, the Atma, the consciousness. The whole prapanchaha is in fact, Jagrat prapanchaha is neither outs, not real. Not real means what? Mithya. Who is Satyam? You are Satyam. Jagat is Mithya. You, the consciousness, are Mithya. But Jagat is Satyam. Jagat is, you are Satyam. Jagat is Mithya. You are Satyam. Jagat is Mithya. But now, how does it appear? Jagat is Satyam. Jagat is very much real. Like what? When you are dreaming, the dream world appeared very, very real until you woke up. Similarly, this Jagrat Prapanchaha is Mithya. What is Satyam with reference to Jagat? You are the Satyam. Is it? But Mithya Jagat appears as though Satyam. Iva. Satyam iva bhati. It appears as though Satyam. Not only it appears very much real, say one more thing, what? The Jagat appears as though it is outside of you. Another point. The Jagat appears as though outside of you. Why? You think only this much I am only this much. Therefore, what now? The whole Jagat appears as though it is outside of you. Why? Two things. The Jagat appears real. Mithya prapanchaha satyamiva bhati appears as though real. The Jagat which is not outside of you, which is not even inside you, the whole prapancha is you, isn't it? Whereas it's not outside of you, it appears as though it's outside of you because of the Maya Nidra, Avidya Nidra. Okay? In dream world, there because of Nidra, the dream world appears real. Because of Nidra, the dream world appears as though outside of you. Similarly, here also, this whole prapanchaha, even though it is what now? Not real, mithya, it is very much dependent on you for its existence, the consciousness, isn't it? And this dream, this prapanchaha appears as the outside of you. Why? Because you are, what now? Because there is sleep of avidya. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the word maya for the sleep of ignorance as what now? Avidya mayaya, avidya nidraya. Isn't it? Then, when you study Shastram, understand and contemplate, now that when you wake up, from the sleep of ignorance, you will see the same way. How on waking up from sleep, you see the dream world being mithya, dream world being not outside of you. So also you will see the whole prapancha being mithya, the whole prapancha being not outside of you will be very clear on waking up from sleep of ignorance. And the one who has woken up from such a sleep of ignorance alone is capable of waking up another person. One who is asleep while sleeping, swayam nidraya nidraham kurvan anyam katham jagrayati. How can he wake other person who is asleep? So the guru is said to be the one who has woken up from that sleep of ignorance, therefore who is capable of waking up other person. Who was asleep and who has woken up from the sleep of ignorance, isn't it? And then on waking up from the sleep of ignorance, and he sees whole prapancha is not real and whole prapancha is not outside of him. One recognizes one's self, the pure conscious, the Atma being non-dual reality. So Atmanam Advayam Pashyati. Isn't it? And such person is the guru, and that guru, any guru is manifestation of the Dakshinamurti, Lord Dakshinamurti alone. Unto that guru who is none other than the manifestation of Dakshinamurti, unto him my salutations. This is the teaching. Okay? Now Atma has Adhishtan. Atma is the Adhishtanam of the Samagram Jagat. Atma is the Satyam of the Samagram Jagat. Samagra Prapanchaha. Atma is Asangaha. Atma is Sarvagataha. Atma is Advayaha. Okay? That Adhishtana Atma, Satya Atma, Asanga Atma, Sarvagata Atma, Advaya Atma, Tvam Asi. Okay? That is the teaching. So we'll read the verse now. I finished.
Atma and consciousness are the same.
Yeah. Consciousness is implied by the word Atma because of its all-pervasive nature. Atma means actually the reality which pervades everything is called Atma. But that reality which pervades everything being available for recognition as the self is said to be Atma. See, that is the big teaching, isn't it? The teaching is. Therefore, what is the sambandha between Atma? What is Anatma here? Atma is pure consciousness. What is Anatma? Samagra prapanchaha, samagram jagat is what? Anatma. Isn't it? Samagram jagat anatma means what? Samagram jagat maya material universe. Which includes what? Body, mind, senses, everything is part of what now? Anatma prapancha. So there's only Atma and Anatma. Anatma is mithya, Atma is satyam. Don't think Anatma means starts from here. It starts from here, okay? The thing is, Anatma includes what? The whole prapancha is Anatma. Atma is pure consciousness. So Anatma, the whole prapancha includes what then? Your body mentions complex. That is the problem. We are not, don't want to include our body mentions complex in Anatma prapancha. That is the problem. Is it clear? Is it clear or not?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari. Tulyam nijantargatam. Tulyam nijantargatam. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Vishwam
दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरे तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनिमायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया पेपर विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरी विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनिमायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यस्साक्षात्कुरुते प्रबोधसमये यस्साक्षात्कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयं तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनिमायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यस्साक्षात्कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयं तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये Here, Namaha. Idam Namaha means this prostration, this salutations, in the Vanakkam. Idam Namaha. To whom? Guru Dakshinamurtaye. These salutations to that Lord Dakshinamurtihi. The bestower of spiritual knowledge. Salutations unto this. Who is the Lord Dakshinamurtihi here? Who is in the form of the Guru Murtihi? Who is in the form of the teacher? Salutations unto the Lord Dakshinamurtihi. Who is in the form of this teacher? Guru Murtaye Idam Namaha. Dakshinamurtaye. Is it? Guru Murtaye Dakshinamurtaye Idam Namaha. And who is this Guru Murtihi here? He says, Yaha, he who, isn't it? The one who was sleeping before. Yaha means what now? Yaha means ever oruvar, enda oruvar. He who was sleeping before. Purvam suptaha asit. before he was asleep, he was sleeping. Isn't it sleeping what now? He was sleeping, he had the sleep of ignorance. Isn't it? Yaha Suptaha, before he was asleep, but now he has woken up. He is no more sleeping. The one who was asleep, now the one who has, one who is awake. Now the one who is awake. Yaha Prabodha Samaye. Now we have to see what happened. This Yaha, one who was asleep, when he was asleep, what did he see? Vishwam. You know, the one who was asleep. And when he was asleep, when he was in the sleep of ignorance, the Vishwam, this entire universe is what now? No, antargatam, nija antargatam. The whole Jagrat Prapanchaha, where was he? Pashyan, isn't it? Pashyan, seeing in himself. The whole Jagrat Prapanchaha, he was seeing in himself. Even though he was seeing in himself, how did it appear for him? Is it bahihi udbhutam iva? Udbhutam iva. Bahihi udbhutam iva means what now? It appeared as though outside of him. Isn't it? With this whole prapanchaha, he says, this jagrat prvishvam, jagrat vishvam, jagrat prapanchaha, which is similar to, which is like the darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishvam pashyati. You have to see now, you have to make many sentences. I have to tell you an important thing. The whole verse is one sentence. Do you know that? The whole verse is one sentence. And we had to make many small sentences to understand this. Now this person pashyati. He sees what now? Vishwam pashyati. Kidrasham vishwam pashyati. Which sort of universe does he see? Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam pashyati. First sentence. Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam pashyati. This man who is asleep is seeing the universe which appears, isn't it? Which is like the Vishwam, which is like the city which is being seen in the mirror. Hacha city, he is hacha, this Jagat Panjam Pashyati. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. But where does he see? Where is this Prapanchaha? Nija, in one's own, antahagatam. The antahagatam, this whole waking universe, which is in himself. Nija antargatam, in one's own self, within oneself. Don't say this, see the mind or anything. Nija antargatam means, within oneself. Nija means one's own. Antaha means inside. Gata means is. Okay. He sees the whole Jagrat Prapanchaha, which is similar to, which is like the city which is reflected in the mirror. And this mirror is where now? Like the mirror, where is this Vishwam seen? Nija antargatam. Isn't it? He sees the whole Jagrat Prapancha in himself. In himself only, not outside of him. Pashyan, nija antargatam vishwam, darpana nagari tulyam vishwam, nija antargatam, darpana nagari tulyam vishwam. Isn't it? Pashyan. He sees the whole Jagrat Prapanchaha, no, inside himself, which is like the mirror, city reflected in the mirror. But what does he do? Pashyan Atmani. Where does he see the Jagat? In himself. the whole prapancha, which is there within himself, inside him, he sees in one's own self. But even though he sees within himself, the whole prapancha is in himself, mayaya, because of maya. What is maya here? Avidya nidra is said to be maya. Because of, due to the sleep of ignorance, how does he see? Seeing the prapancha in himself, but because of the sleep of ignorance, this whole prapancha, he sees the prapancha as though outside of himself. Bahihi udbhutam iva. Iva means what? Like the one which is outside of him. Bahihi udbhutam iva. As though created outside of him. Udbhutam. As though, iva means as though. Really, the jagat never is the jagat outside of Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness. But still it appears very much like what? Outside of you, the consciousness. Isn't it? Bahihi udbhutam iva. Bahihi outside. Udbhutam created iva as though. It appears as though it is outside of him. Is it clear now? So this person who is asleep, he sees the whole prapancha which is within himself, like the city reflected in the mirror, but which appears to be outside of him due to his sleep of ignorance. First two sentences are over. I tell you again. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutai yathanidraya. Bahihi udbhutam iva. Mayaya, okay? Because of the sleep of ignorance, he sees this universe in himself, but it appears as though it is outside of him. Like what? Just as, that's all. Yatha means just as, the one, give one more example. Just as, the one who is asleep, isn't it? The one who is sleeping, one who is in the sleep of ignorance sees the whole Jagrat Prapancha within himself, but like the city reflected in the mirror, but it appears as though it's outside of him because of his sleep of ignorance. Like what? Just as the person who is asleep, the one who is Tungakiravan, isn't it? He is comparing who? Two people are compared here. The one who is sleeping, what? One who has the sleep of ignorance, the one who is has this, that so-called sleep, the real sleep, isn't it? The two sleep, the person who is sleeping, the person who is the sleep of ignorance. Yatha, just as, nidraya. Nidraya means what now? Because of sleep, simple, because of sleep, one sees the whole swapna prapanchaha, prapancham, within oneself. Yatha nidraya, just as you had a lot of, you had to supply. Just as in sleep, because of the sleep, due to the sleep, one sees the whole swapna prapanchaha, which is not real, which is not outside of him, but which as though the swapna prapancha is real, isn't it? And as though the swapna prapancha is outside of him also, so also this person who is in sleep of ignorance also sees the whole Jagrat Prapanchaha, which is actually within himself, sees as though it is outside. Not only it's outside, it is very much real for him. Is it clear now? And such a person is what now? Yaha. Okay? That person, one who see yaha, darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nija antargatam atmani, isn't it, vishvam atmani pashyan mayaya bahihi udbhutam iva pashyan yatha nidraya, isn't it? So also saha yaha, that person, he sees that on waking up prabodha samaye. See, bodha means knowledge, prabodha means, has two meanings, waking up and also being awake to the knowledge, isn't it? Rise of knowledge on prabodha samaye, when he recognizes his swarupam, when he recognizes his swarupam being pure consciousness in the wake of knowledge. On waking up, the person who is asleep recognizes what? Himself being non-dual, the Swapna Prapancha being mithya, Swapna Prapancha being non-separate from himself. Similarly, this person also on waking up, in the wake of knowledge, Prabodha Samaye, Prabodha means knowledge, steady, clear knowledge, doubt-free vision is called Prabodha, the wake of clear knowledge of the self being pure consciousness, and Prabodha Samaye, Yasakshat Kurute, what now? He recognizes this fact. Sakshat Karoti. Sakshat Kurute means he sees himself. Being what now? He sees himself. Sakshat Kurute Prabodha Samaye. What does he Sakshat Kurute? Swatmanam. He sees himself. He sees his own self. Swatmanam. Prabodha Samaye Swatmanam Eva Advayam. Swatmanam Advayam Sakshat Kurute. He recognizes his self, his own self being non-dual. Non-dual means what? The whole prapancha is non-separate from me, is what? The whole jag aham idam sarvam, isn't it? All that is here is me. The understanding is what? Seeing oneself being non-dual. On waking up, it's a very, very deep sloka. On waking up, in the wake of knowledge, he recognizes the whole prapancha, what now? Being non-separate from himself. Then that is when he recognizes his own self being non-dual. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanameva advayam sakshat kurute. As long as he is asleep, he sees the prapancha, jagrat, this whole prapancha which is experienced now. He is in sleep of ignorance. He sees the prapancha as satyam. He sees the mithya prapancha as satya prapancha. He sees this prapancha which is within himself as though it is outside of him. But on waking up in the wake of knowledge, he recognizes himself being non-dual, the whole prapancha being non-separate from himself. Isn't it? And such a Mahatma is the Guru Murtihi, and unto that Guru Murtihi, who is none other than Dakshinamurtihi, or unto the Lord Dakshinamurti, who is in the form of this Guru Murtihi, in this my salutations. Have got it? Okay, don't worry. This has to be again, when I go to the next slokam, again I'll say certain few things about this sloka. Because I have to say it like that, it has to be taken ahead. Have you got the whole meaning? Bahihi. Now you have to say every word you have to write down now. Vishwam is equal to universe. Darpanaha, mirror. Drishyamana is being seen. Vishwam, darpanaha, drishyamana, nagari, nagaram, city. Tulyam, similar to, equivalent to. Like, isn't it? Tulyam. Vishwam, darpana, drishyamana, nagari, tulyam. Nija, one's own. Antaha, inside. Gatam, is. nija antargatam. We say slowly. Okay. Vishwam. Because this Dakshinamurtam, I want to make it thoroughly here itself. Once I go by, you forget. Because I want, really, when you chant every day, I wanted to chant hereafter. When you chant it and you see the meaning also, it's very beautiful. That's why Vishwam, universe. Universe means, you have to say, Jagrat Prapanchaha, the universe which is experienced during the waking state. You want etymological meaning? I can say, if you want, Vividhaihi Pratyayaihi Gamyam. Vishwam is what? That universe is that which is the constituent of innumerably countless objects indicated by innumerably countless words. Whole prapancha, Vishwam. The next word, darpanaha. Because in compounds, we always drop visarga and all that, okay? Darpanaha is mirror. Kannadiyil paarkkappadugirappa darpanan aichu. Darpanaha, mirror. Drishyamana is being seen. Or being seen. The mirror which is being seen. Sorry, the city which is being seen in the mirror, isn't it? So, Dirishyamana Parkapadihindra is being seen. Is being seen or being seen? Dirishyamana Nagari. Nagari is a feminine gender word of Nagaram, the neutral gender word, which means city. Nagaram. Tulyam. Tulya means equivalent to, equal to, similar to, like. Pumpkin tulyam nose means what? Or abjin tulyam nose. You can write anything. Isn't it? Mickey Mouse. Yeah. So here, okay, Nagari tulyam nija. See, nija don't, not Tamil nija. Nijama poya, the language. Nija means one's own. One's own. Sometimes not knowing Tamil is good in a way. Sometimes it's just good. Okay, nija means what now? Not knowing is not good, but you don't get confused. Nija means one's own. Ipo, nija vastram means what? One's own dress, isn't it? Nija means one's own. Nija deshaha, one's own country, like that. Nija. Nija antaha. Antaha means inside. Gatam literally means gone, but here you should take it as what now? Is. Gatam literally means gone, which has gone inside. I mean, which is. Gatam here is. In this context means is. Nija antaha gatam. Is it? In one's own, within one's own self. Nija antaha gatam. Pashyanna. Pashyan means seeing. Atmani in oneself. Atmani in oneself. Tannul.
What's the connection between Nija Antargatam and Atmani?
Nija Antargatam, Atmani Pashyan. The world which is within oneself, seeing it within oneself. The world which is within oneself, seeing it in oneself. He emphasized twice. Where is the world? Within himself. Where does he say? In oneself. But how does it appear? Bahihi eva. Isn't it? Okay. Nija antarga atmani in oneself. Pashyan atmani pashyan. Mayaya. Mayaya is an instrumental case of maya. Mayaya means avidya nidraya. Or avidya nidraya. Maya here is equal to avidya nidra. Isn't it? Ariyama ennum urakkathal. Tamil varudhu. Maya means what now? avidya mayaya, which means by the sleep of ignorance, avidya due nidra. To the sleep of ignorance. Yeah, avidya nidra is the maya here. What is the sleep here? Maya is likened to what now? Sleep. What is the sleep here? Ignorance. Avidya maya, avidya nidra. Mayaya means avidyaya nidraya or avidya nidraya, by sleep of ignorance. Okay, mayaya, bahihi outside. Bahihi means what? Outside. Udbhutam. Udbhutam na thonriyadu. Bahihi veliyil udbhutam thonriyadu. Udbhutam means appeared. Appeared. Udbhavati appears. Udbhutam appeared. Bahihi outside udbhutam appeared. Iva as though. Bahihi udbhutam iva. Udbhutam iva. Pashyannatmani mayaya bahihi iva. When you chant together, bahiri vodbhutai bhutam. Sakrap bahi bhuta yatha. 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 Yatha means just as. Or as. Nidraya. Nidraya by sleep. Due to the sleep. Because of the sleep. Nidraya, nidraya. Here nidraya he says, and he explains what? Whole swapna, see, swapna nagari drishtanta or swapna prapancha drishtanta, example of dream experience, dream word, isn't it? Is presented by one word, nidra, nidraya. Nidraya means what? By sleep. Isn't it? So what he gives example here, he sees this person who is asleep, who is sleeping, isn't it? Who is ignorant, the ignorant person, who is ignorant of oneself, the person who does not know the lakshartha of Tvampada, who does not know the self being pure consciousness, who has identity only with the body maintenance complex, such a person is sleeping in ignorance, isn't it? And sleeping in ignorance, he sees, pashyati, saha pashyati, kim pashyati, he sees the vishwam pashyati, he sees this whole prapanchaha. And then where does he see? Where is this prapancha? Kutra asti nija antargatam. The whole prapancha which is within himself. In himself. Isn't it? And where does this whole jagat is? In him only. This prapancha which is in him, he sees. Where? In him only. Atmani pashyan, universe is within himself, he sees the world also within himself, but it appears for him like what? Even though he sees the prapancha in himself, it looks as though it is outside. Atmani pashyati nija antargatam vishvam pashyati. He sees the universe within himself, he sees the universe within which is within himself as what? Like the city reflected in the mirror. First example. And second, nidraya is the second illustration. Nidraya. How does he see this jagat as though outside of him? Just as the person who is asleep sees the dream world as though it is outside of him. Even though the dream world is not outside of him, he sees the dream world is as though outside of him. And even though this dream world is not real, for him dream world is very much real, he sees. Just as the one who is asleep, due to the sleep, because of the sleep, sees the whole Swapna Prapancha within himself, but still it appears as though outside of him, as though real. So also this person also sees, the one who is in sleep of ignorance also sees the whole Prapanchaha. Where does he see? Nija Antargatam Vishwam Pashyati Atmani Pashyan. Even though he sees in himself, it appears, which appeared as though outside of him. Bahihi Udbhutam Iva, isn't it? Pashyan. It's not really outside. He sees as though it's outside of him. But hacha person, yaha, no, the one person, yaha, prabodha samaye, on waking up, vilpthayum samayatil, prabodha samaye, the time of waking up, on waking up, the wake of knowledge, isn't it? Prabodha samaye, in the wake of knowledge, sva atma, okay, yaha prabodha samaye, okay, sakshat kurute means recognizes. I couldn't even use any verb here. He sees, he experiences, you know, he recognizes. Any verb with reference to Atma will be a wrong verb. It will make it an object. In fact, Swamiji always likes to say, he claims, because isn't it? It's only claiming here. He, sakshat kurute. Actually, I can say recognition, sees. You know, sakshatkara means people think seeing face to face. That means you see the Bhagavan self here or what? There's no such thing. Not in face to face. Because anything it makes you, any verb you use, it makes Atma an object. Be very careful here. So what do we do here? Sakshat kurute means he recognizes, he claims, no, himself. He claims his real swarupam. He recognizes. Let's look at it. Sakshat kurut recognizes. Yaha prabodha samaye. Yes, sakshat kurute prabodha samaye. What does he recognize? Sva atmanam. Sva atmanam means what? Atmanam is objective case of atma. Tan swarupataye. His own self. He sees his own self. His own self means what? His real essential nature. Sva atmanam, his own real nature, his own swarupam. Sva atmanam, he sees his own self. Advayam swatmanam eva, he sees his own self alone. As what now? Advayam, non-dual. He sees his own self being non-dual. He recognizes his self being non-dual. His own self alone being there as non-dual reality. Isn't it? Non-dual. That means what? He does not see the world being non-separate from him. So, yaha sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanam eva advayam.
So, is kurute atmane pada? Kurute.
Yeah.
Is that what the real meaning of atmane pada is?
No. Yeah. No. Sakshat kurute means just, it's only for, it's, vision is only for oneself. See, in fact, the dream also is only real for you, isn't it?
So, when we use atmane pada,
It's mainly for one's own self. The vision is only for one's own self. So, See, what is real for you, for Ajnani it is not real, isn't it? Therefore, it's Sakshat Kurute. So, yeah.
It doesn't separate the subject from the object when you use Nipada. Is that what the real...
No. Then literally, when you do something, when you do it for yourself, you use Atmanepada. Suppose Pachate. Auntie Pachate means what? If auntie cooks only for herself, she Pachate. If she cooks for me and cooks for others also, then Pachati. Pachate, Pachati. Okay, Atmanepadam, Parasnepadam, that's all. Cooking for one's own self. I cook always Pache. I cook for myself, that's why. Pachami means what? I cook for others also. Okay. Anyway, that's a different thing, isn't it? So, yaha sakshat kurute prabodha samaye, the time of waking up, on waking up, in the wake of knowledge. Swatmanam sva, one's own, atmanam self, eva alone. Swatmanam eva advayam. Advaya means atma advayaha, Swa Atmanam Advayam. So Advayam Atmanam Sakshat Kurute. He sees one's own self. He recognizes one's own self being non-dual reality wherein the whole prapancha is there seen as what? The whole prapancha is non-separate, from which the whole jagat is non-separate. Is it clear now? And he is the Mahatma, he is the Guru Murtihi, because he is awake. The one who is awake alone can wake up others who are asleep. The one who is sleeping cannot wake up others. Therefore, he is the Guru Murtihi, he is the Guru who, such a person is a Guru who, and who is none other than Lord Dakshinamurti. Therefore, unto that Lord Dakshinamurti, who is in the form of the Guru, who is awake, who sees the whole himself being non-dual, who sees the whole prapancha being non-separate from himself, in the wake of knowledge of the self being pure consciousness, isn't it? Such a unto him my salutations. Is it clear now? When we go to the next verse, again I'll say a few things about this verse. Then this verse will become consolidated. Okay, become very, it become clear. Have got the point now? Okay. So what are the two things now? Jagat is mithya, isn't it? Jagat is what? Anatma. Jagat is anatma. Jagat is material mayika prapanchaha. Maya karyam jagat. Isn't it? The modified form of maya, the material universe, which is inclusive of body, mind and complex, is anatma, which is mithya, which is non-separate, which does not exist outside of, independent of, the Atma Chaitanyam. The Atma is pure consciousness, which is the Lakshartha of the Twampadaha. So the Sambandha between Atma and Anatma Jagat Prapancha is what now? Satyam Mithya Sambandha. What Sambandha now? Satyam Mithya Sambandha. Now, one Satyam Mithya Sambandha means, what does it, Satyam Mithya Sambandha, what does it convey? It conveys the non-duality of the reality, the oneness of reality, secondlessness of the reality. If Jagat is Mithya, Anatma Prapanchaha Mithya means, Atma Chaitanyam alone is Satyam. When you say, Anatma Prapanchaha has no existence outside of the Atma, therefore it cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore what? It is as good as non-existent. What is there is only Chaitanyam Brahma. What has it ultimately closed? What has it established? Advaita Drishtihi. It has given you what now? The vision of non-duality. How? By revealing the Atma Anatma Sambandha being Satyam Mithya Sambandha. See, don't ever tell me, immediately, no, I don't see the world now being Mithya. Don't say that. But it is made so clear. Teaching should be clear. I'm asking only about this. Teaching is clear. That's what I wanted. I'm not asking how clear you are. Because I want to do my duty properly, isn't it? You should say something correctly. So we'll stop this class and then we will do the next verse, next class. Okay? We'll read the verse again. Have you got all the words now?
Yes.
In fact, we had to make many sentences. One long sentence is there now. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam pashyati. Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam sva atmani pashyati. Darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam nija antargatam vishwam sva atmani pashyati. Bahi snija antargatam darpane drishyamana nagari tulyam vishwam sva atmani nija antargatam vishwam bahihi udbhutam iva pashyati. Mayaya bahihi udbhutam iva pashyati. Yatha nidraya svapnalokam bahihi udbhutam iva pashyati. Tatha mayaya nija antargatam atmani pashyan bahihi udbhutam iva pashyati. Now, yaha pashyati saha, you know, prabodha samaye sva atmanam eva advayam pashyati. Advayam sakshat kurute. Yaha prabodha samaye sva atmanam eva advayam sakshat kurute tasmai guru murtaye dakshina murtaye idam namaha. We'll read the verse and we'll stop. Every day I want you all to chant these verses here, because very important. I tell you, you start chanting Dakshinamurti Stotram, you will see the difference in all of you. You will see the difference. And because you know the words now, you know the meaning, as you see, you also please try to be with the verse, meaning also. It's a very good, there's nothing like chanting Dakshinamurti Stotram like Apadi Shankar Bhagavatpada. Nothing. Such a wonderful Stotram. So we have to chant every day regularly hereafter. So verse 1 is over. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Vishwam darpana Panadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam.
Vishwam
darpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani mayaya, pashyannatmani mayaya, pashyannatmani mayaya.
Pashyannatmani
mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Yasakshat kurute. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye, prabodha samaye svatmanam eva dvayam, svatmanam eva dvayam. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye, yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye svatmanam eva dvayam, svatmanam eva dvayam. तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमिदम् तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमिदम् तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमिदम् तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमिदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये दक्षिणामूर्तये ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।